Okay. Teslav and Mabez, we have a lot to do today. Let's try to do as much as we can. Two dots on Teslav and Mabez, about 10 lines up. Tani Rav Oshia Kamei Derava. We're talking about, we were just talking about what it said in the Mishnah Karb L'Dikne Gvos Yoseha. A little stuff knows, you'll have to bear with me. Tani Rav Oshia Kamei Derava. Uchsavtam Hakol Bechsav Afilu Tzavaos. So, Tana said in front of Rava that it says in Kriya Shema Uchsav Tam, you shall write these parshios on Mezuzos Pesach L'Visharecha. So the Tana said that those shonos in the parsha of Shema that says what you have to do, you also have to write those down on the cloth that's in the mezuzah. Even though it sounds somewhat unusual, write this down, that phrase, write this down, also has to be written down. That's the sheet. That's what the Tana said in front of Rav Oshia. Amar le Dabal Chamani. Oh, so who is this sheet like? Rabbi Yehuda he. This sheet is the Tana of Rabbi Yehuda in Masechah Sota. To Amar Gabi Sota. Alos Kosev Savos Odo Kosev. Because we know by the Sota, by the Isha Sota, there is a certain cloth. There's a certain parsha that you're going to put into the water, the Mayim HaMa'arim, that's going to be erased. But part of the process of Anisha Sota is you write a certain parts of the Torah, the curses that the Torah says are going to happen to her, you write that down and you put it into the water. And Rabbi Yehuda says, over there, you only write down the curses, but when it says what the Kohen does, and the Kohen puts these curses into the water, that's not written down. You just write down, and the Kohen should write down, dot, dot, dot. You only write down, dot, dot, dot. So the Gemara says, V'hasam hu dechsiv v'katev es ha'olos ha'ila. Over there it says specifically that you only write down the olos, the curses that's going to be fulfilled. Avohacha, and you don't write down the procedure itself. You only write down the curses. Avohacha dechsiv uchsav tam. But here it doesn't just say v'kasav, it says v'kasav tam, which we just said before means like a ksiva tama, a complete ksiva, so it must be afilu tzavos nadi. It must be that by here, by Kriya Shema, the Torah is trying to include even the tzavos, even the procedure itself. Not just what it says, the rest of the Kriya Shema, but even the tzivuyim, the commandments to us, are also written down in the parsha. That's what we think at first. So then we say, Atu Taiba Rabbi Yehuda Mishadachsiv V'Kasav. Is the reason by Anisha Sota, because it says V'Kasav, which would make you think that here it says V'Kasav Tam, which is a different lashon, and therefore you would include the tzivuyim? No. Taiba Rabbi Yehuda, there it's Mishadachsiv Alos. Alos in Savos Lo. Over there, it's a different makar. Over there, the reason they only write the alos is because it says alos. But it doesn't say tzivuyim. But here, by Kriya Shema, it doesn't just say alos. So the Gemara still says Israel. No, you still need the limud by Kriya Shema. Salkatai dechamina nelem ksiva ksiva behasam. I might have had a havamina that it says the verb v'kasav both by Kriya Shema and by Sotos. I would learn from there. Ma hasam alos itzavos lo. Just like over there, Yehuda says you only write down the alos. You only write down the curses themselves and not the procedure, not the tzivui to the kohen. Af hachanami tzavos lo. Kaz rachman uchsavtam afilu tzavos. So that's why it says uchsavtam here, because you might have thought you compare it to the case of Sota, Kamash Vala, no. Now the case of Sota, where the Kohen writes the parsha on the piece of paper and puts it into the water, he only writes the alos, the curses, but not the tzivui of the procedure. Masha'eke, when it comes to Kriyashma, we say that he even writes down the tzavos. Even the tzivuyim are written down in the parsha of Kriyashma. It says uksavtam amzuz v'zech mishrecha in mezuzah. It says ukshartam in the tefillin, even though it sounds somewhat unusual. Tie this on your arm. And you're putting those words into your arm, what you're tying. But still, that's not enough. You have to write the entire parsha in the tefillin and in the mezuzah. What? These words in by Kriya Shema. Oh, Alos Ha'ela. Uh-huh. The word doesn't darshan that. Right, so you can still learn from that, but it doesn't mean that you have to put that into your tefillin. Of ukshartam, that a keshartama. So I think it's a little menachas. But that might be about the kshira that we learn. It has to be a complete kshira. Okay, about 5 lines from the bottom, 2 dots. Okay, those of you who just walked in, but it's, so that was really yesterday's daf. So I know you wanted to show me that we didn't really finish. Okay. Tani Rav Avadya Kamei Derava. Okay, so another brisa said in front, another Tana said in front of Rava. Voli Mad Tum. Just like we had a drasha just down on Saftam, Belimad Tam, Shehei Mudchatam. Your learning, your reciting of Kriyashma should be complete. Tam, complete. Sheyitein Revach Ben Advekim. That you should put space in between sticky words, from the word Tvekus. Right? There are certain words that stick to each other, says the Gemara. You have to leave space in between in order to enunciate them properly. Ani Rava Basrei. So Rava, when he heard this price, he says, let me give you some examples. Kagon, whenever you have the end of a word ending with the same letter as the beginning of the next word. Al Lavavacha. Al Lavavchem. Bechal Lavavcha. Bechal Lavavchem. All of these you have to stop in between in order to enunciate, because it says Bechal Lavavchem, it sounds like there's only one Lamed there. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. You have to break in between these words. Esev Bisadacha.
What? We said that if you're not
Yatsa, maybe Bidiyevet. Maybe this is Lachachila. This is how to be Bidakti Mosi Yisrael Lachachila. Esev Bisadacha, even though there's a vase and a vase there. Vavartem Mehera Hakanaf Psil. Right? Fei and Pei. Eschem Me'aretz. So all of these, you end with the same letter as the beginning of the next letter. Tosis, in Bein Advekim, adds on a couple more, where it's not exactly the same letter. Tosis says, he quotes the Rif, Bein Advekim, Rav Alphys, the Rif doesn't really say this, but the Tosis says he says it. Mosif Ko Kagon V'chara Af. Right, there's a hay and an aleph, so not the exact same letter, but instead, Tosis says, Chas V'shalom, it shouldn't sound like V'cheref. V'cheref, which is disgraced and cursed. And then he adds in, again, which the Minhag Yisrael three lines from the bottom in Tosfos, V'chei Tzorach L'hatiz Zayin Shel Tizkeru. So it doesn't sound like Tizkeru, right? It should be Tizkeru so that you remember all the mitzvahs, not Tizkeru, talking about Tzchar of the mitzvahs. Okay, but in general, this is the Gemara that tells us that we have to be very medactic in how we pronunciate the words of Kriyashma. And if you need any other encouragement, Amr Rav Chava Bar Chanina, Kol HaKari Kriyashma V'dakti Bosi Yoseha Mitzaninin Lo Gehenim. Somebody says Kriyashma in the proper way, pronouncing it properly, Gehenim is cooled off for him. Shneemar B'fares Shaddai B'lachim Bat Hashleg B'tzalmon. It's like where it darshes this pasuk that B'fares. Well, even though it means when Hashem spreads out, but another level of interpretation, Bifaresh means Bifaresh, when you enunciate Shakai, when you're Makabal, Obal Tashemayim, about Shakai, about Hashem, Milachim Ba Tashleg B'Tzalmon. So the Rashi explains, Milachim somehow here refers to the Torah, what the kings always look in, Ba Tashleg, that will cool off from the word Sheleg, B'Tzalmon, the Gehenim. Have a Salmon Gehenim, Atagre Bifaresh, El Bifaresh, right? Don't say, it means scatter. It means explicate and enunciate. After Kibbet Salmon, Elabet Salmaves, which is a makar for a Gehenim. So that's what you learn if you're bedakti Bosi Yoseha, the sign of Gehenim. Maha Kesher, what's the Midah Kedeged Midah? Says in Mahari Abua, that's quoted in the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch, who says, you know, if I'm bedakti, if I work myself up, if I raise my body temperature, because I'm warming myself up to try to be bedakti in the letters, and I concentrate and I force myself, so Midah Kedeged Midah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to warm up Gehenim. Because I'm getting myself excited and warming myself in order to say it properly. So then he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to warm it up for us, La'asalavo. Cool it down, La'asalavo. We're going to work us up, so he's going to be the Kedeged Midah, help us out with the temperature. Okay, last line. The Amar of Chama Bar Chanina, Laman Ismachu, Ahalim Lenachalim. So we quoted something from this person before, so we'll quote one more thing. Why the following pasuk from Bilam does it say the word Ahalim next to Nachalim, tents next to rivers, Dechsev Kinachalim Nitayu Kagagos Alina Ka'alim Nata? Bachlogos Rashi Tosfos here, is it this Ahalim or is it the previous pasuk says Batobu Alecha Yaakov? Okay, so either one, we compare Ohel to a Nachal. Lomer Lecha Ma Nachalim Ma'ala Tza'ada Mitobu L'Tara. Just like a river raises somebody up from being Tabi to being Tahar, Ahalim Ma'ala Tza'ada Mikavcho L'Katklus. So too Ahalim, tense, Rashi says, Batei Medrashos. Just so too learning is raises somebody up from the side of Chova to the side of Schlus, to the side of innocence, to the side of righteousness. So if you notice in Rashi doesn't say Libra Torah. The Bakar is the Ohel, Ahalim. Rashi says Bate Medrashos. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that it means just even sometimes sitting in a base medrash, sitting in shul, forget the learning. A few daf ago on daf vav, we said igra de pirka riata. You get tzchar for running to the shul. The other Gemara is saying you even get tzchar for sitting in shul. You get so much tzchar even not learning. Learning is above and beyond. But running to shul, you get schar. Coming and sitting there, you get schar. So, and this is even above and beyond the learning that takes place there. Okay, fifth line. Hakori l'mafreya lo yatsa. This was the second, the last part of the Mishnah that we had just on the previous stop, on Tezvav. Right? We had a Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, we had a Mishnah on Tezvav. Now we're finishing up that Mishnah. If you read it backwards, lo yatsa. Ravami v'ravasi. Havika kachun le ganana l'rabi elazar. Oh, Elazar was getting married. So Ravami and Ravasi were fixing up his chuppah. They were getting all, they were doing all the preparations for the wedding. They were all being tarech themselves. So Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Elazar the Chassan says to them, hey, you guys are so a little busy. Adahachi v'hachi. Meanwhile, Ezel v'eshma milsa d'bei v'adrusha. I'm going to run to catch that shear. The AC v'eimachlo. Then I'll tell you what the Rebbe said. You know, I'm going to act as a Torah tape. You know, I'm going to go. Hear the shear, and I'll bring it to you because I see you all. You guys are busy. So number one, I guess you see that the Chassan wasn't tarech in his own. Even though the Gemara Ksuba says in tarech b'suda u'mafsida, but. Sounds like from here that the chuppos themselves, the actual preparations, were done by others. A. B, you also see that the guy was getting married that day, and he's running off to the Beis Medrash. Even though he was, there's a lot going on. I remember one time, my first year of college, in Shear, so I remember one time there was an older guy in the Shear that was in the back, and somebody said, you see that guy in the Shear? He's getting married tonight. I like almost fainted. I couldn't. He was getting married that night. He was sitting in shir. Unbelievable. But it's not this Gemara. This Gemara, he says he's getting married and he's running off to the Beis Medrash. A lot of makoros that even though a lot of tirchas going on, we still have the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. He said, "I'm going to go find out what they're saying in shir." So Azal, so he went. He heard that there was a tana speaking in front of Rabbi Yochanan. He said the following: what it says in our Mishnah, Karavita. We referred to this yesterday. If somebody is reading Kriya Shema and he makes a mistake, and he doesn't know where he made a mistake from, so with the Bach's help, Yaxer LaRosh, he has to, if he doesn't remember anything, he has to go back to the beginning of Kriya Shema. Ba'emsa HaPerek, let's say you know which parsha you're in, let's say you know you're in Vahaya, but you don't remember, you remember you started Vahaya, but you don't remember where you are in Vahaya, then you remember, oh yeah, I'm saying Kriya Shema, so then Yaxer, the Gemara was a realist. Even though idea, what do you mean? Yes, you're being makabel of Achas Shemayim. What are you talking about? You don't know where you are. The Gemara knew we were human. Knew sometimes that we're tired. So Bamsa Perik, if you're in the middle of the paragraph, Yaxar with the box help, Lutzchilas Perik. You go back to the beginning of that paragraph. Bei Perik LaPerik, Yaxar LaPerik Arishon. So if you know you're in between two paragraphs, you don't know which one, so you got to go back to the beginning, the Perik Arishon. B'ksiba l'ksiba, which Perik Arishon here, we say means V'haya. We don't say it means V'ahavta, because we assume you didn't stop after Shema and before V'ahavta. So going back, you know, if you're in the middle of two things, you don't know if you finished V'yober, or finished V'haya, or what, so you go back to the beginning of V'haya. B'ksiba l'ksiba, yachza l'ksiba rishona. Let's say you're saying U'chzavta ma'mzuz me'sech l'vishorecha, but you don't know if it's at the end of V'ahavta or the end of V'haya. Right, you say Guchsaftam, it's the same Pasuk. So Gemara says, yeah, you have to go back to the first one, you're not sure. It's a Sfeika Daraisa. Right, we Pasuk generally, some part of Kriyash Pas Daraisa. So that is what the Tana said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm only Rabbi Yochanan heard this, and this, remember, Rabbi Elazar was witnessing this whole event, he came to hear a shir. So he says, oh, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo Shadu, this whole discussion is Ela Shalot Pasuk B'Laban Yirbu Yemechem. This is only if he didn't say Laban Yirbu Yemechem yet. Ava Pasuk B'Laban Yirbu Yemechem Sirche No. So the passage of the Gemara, and this is the way the Ritva learns the Gemara, is that if you're, what's our whole discussion just now? You're saying uchsaftam, you're not sure which uchsaftam you said, but if you said, so obviously you said the second one. You could assume that this is your derech to say, a lot of times we say Kriya Shema without thinking about it, but we say it because we're so used to the words, so we just, you know, it's our usual derech. So says Rabbi Yochanan, and this is the pashas of the Gemara, the way the Ritva learns the Gemara, if you said Uchsaftam and then you went right into Laman Yirbu, and then you're trying to remember which one you're up to, you could assume you're up to the second one. Because that's why you went into Laman Yirbu. Sir Chenoket Va'asi, you went right in. Rashi here has a different approach, which doesn't seem to be the pashtus. Rashi seems to say, you finish Kriya Shema, and you remember you said Laman Yirbu, but you don't know if you said Vayomer. You said the man Yirmi. You remember saying the man Yirmi. You don't know if you said Vayomer to Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So Rashi says there, Sirchei Nakad, it must be that once you say the man Yirmi, you're off and running. So it must be that you said the third Parsha, and you don't have to go back to anything, but you can start with Emes. You can start with after Kriyashma. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan was saying that it makes a difference if you started Laman Yirbu.
The record says that if you said Laman Yirbu, then it means you said Bahaya?
It means you said Bahaya, correct. Sirchei Nakad Bahaya, I don't know what the literal translation of Sirchei is. You can let me know. Sirchei Nakad Bahaya just means it's the derech that you usually do, so we assume that you did what was normal. What was your proper way?
Habit.
That's a good word. Habit. So, Asav Amar Lahu. So, Balazar heard this discussion in the Beis Medrash, and he goes back to tell his friends who will make it his chuppah. Amar Lahu. Amar Le. Oh, Ido Lo Bano Lo Shmal Davar Zed Dayenu. If that was the only thing we heard today, Dayenu, that would be enough. Okay, we have to be excited about every nugget of Torah that we hear. You know, Dayenu. If we hear every little part, they got very excited about this idea.
And what is the halacha if you realize you know where you are, but suddenly you realize you hadn't had kavanah? You should be attention, you getting the word.
The evidence is okay as long as you have kavanah the first pasuk. That's what we pasuk. That's what we pasuk from Dubois ago. As long as you are on yud give on base, we have all the deos about how much you have the kavanah. We pasuk with the evidence at least the first pasuk, maybe baruch shem also. There is a discussion, again, we don't have time to go through it, there's a discussion in the poskim, many times quote this concept of Sirchei Nakat Va'asi. The answer of Shaila is totally out of left field. There's a Taz in Yeridea where a woman came to him and said she cooked a piece of meat, and she doesn't remember if she did Malicha or not. Doesn't remember if she salted the meat or not, in the days when they did their own salting. The Hitir and the Taz Matired, based on number one, the Sveka Drabanan, because after cooking, there's only a Drabanan to salt. And number two, it must be that she did what she always did, salting before Bishol, as it says in Brachos, Sirchei Nakad Va'asi. They said that you always go by the regular way. The Nachla Shiva has a tshuva, where a woman was licked Shabbos candles on Erev Shabbos, and she had in mind to make the bracha afterwards. I don't know, maybe she was busy, and it was Shabbos, all of a sudden she doesn't remember if she made the bracha or not. So he said, if she lit all the way like 2 hours before Shabbos, so then you did something unusual, so we assumed you didn't make the bracha. But if you lit right before Shabbos, Sirchei Nakad Va'asi, as it says in the Sefer Shabbos, she must have done what she always does, and therefore made the bracha soon. Or as other shilas in Hilchos Nida, a woman comes back to the mikvah, oh, I don't remember if I did this, or I don't remember if I did chafifa proud. So many times most people say, Sirchei Nakad Va'asi, the habit must have kicked in. So this Gemara, even though it seems like a little Gemara, about Laman Yirbu Yamechem, but really it's an important principle in general for Poskim. Okay, so that is up to the Mishnah. Yes, a chumrah also. Right, that's why the first 30 days, when we're supposed to say something in Shmona Esrei, and if we don't know, if we said, v'sein talamata, v'sein bracha, etc., so we assume, sirchei nakad va'asi, and or akal kadosh, and therefore you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. So if we use it as a chumrah too.
What was that mean
by the candles? Well, you have to say a bracha again. That was the shaila. She doesn't remember if she said a bracha or not. That was the issue. Yeah?
Those things are
I mean, how could you be so mech? That's a chiddush. That's the chiddush. That you can even by the din daraisa, especially according to the rabbi, which has all three of daraisa, even if it's daraisa, you can be so mech. Maybe that's part of the issue between the Rashi and the Ritva. Where Rashi says it's all about afterwards, so you can assume the whole thing was said. So that's really weighted that you said it. But if you have a suffix about which parsha, maybe that's part of why he rejects the pashtus. Okay, next Mishnah. Workers can say Kriya Shema while they're up in the tree or on top of a brick wall while they're working. Though they can't say Shmona Esrei when they're up there, but if they are workers, so they're allowed to say Kriya Shema up there. Why not? What's the difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah? So lechora, the pshat is, like Reb Chaim says, that there's, by Tefillah, there's not just about the kavanah of saying the words, but there's a kavanah of standing in front of Hashem. Omid lufnei Hashem. By Shmona Esrei, there's two kavanahs that we have to have. What the words mean, and realization that you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't have that realization up in a tree. You're worried that you're going to fall down. To know what the words mean for a few minutes, it's not just a question of long and short here. Shmona Esrei is longer, but it's a question of a different type of kavanah. For Kriya Shema, it's important, Om Malchus Shemayim, but you can have that type of kavanah while you're in the tree. But the kavanah of Omei Lefnei Hashem, so that you can't have while you're up in a tree, and therefore, you have to come down and say, why don't we make him come down even for Kriya Shema? What's the big deal? Oh, you can say it up in a tree. The answer is, you have to, what? Well, you can't say it there. What? Okay, maybe it's just one pasuk. Maybe it depends what Kriyashma is. But the problem is that there's counter pressure. He's a worker. He's a worker, and if he comes down, he's wasting the balabais' time. He's paid. He's paid he's paid to work for the balabas. We're going to get to it in a few minutes. Amazingly, how medactic that we have to be when we work for somebody in terms of how long our lunch breaks are, and how long, and halachically, what's assumed, and what's assumed to be part of the job, and what's assumed not to be part of the job. But for this Gemara, it says you can't even cut down from the tree. We're going to talk about the reason is because there's counter pressure. Of those 25 seconds, those 45 seconds, you're stealing from the balabayas. So we'd rather you say Kriyas in the tree than to come down. Next. We'll get back to that part of the mission in a minute. But now the mission continues. Chasan, Batim Kriyashma Laila Harishona, Bad Motzi Shabbos, and Moasa Maisa. A chasan is exempt from Kriyashma on the first night of his marriage until Motzi Shabbos. The assumption is he got married on Wednesday, like the mission says in Ksubis. So if he hasn't had Bia Rishona yet, so we assume he's still tzedrate about what's going to be with the Bia, and he's Tarud, and he doesn't know what's going to be. Psula, not Psula. So therefore, until he has that first Bia, and we have four nights, we give him. If he doesn't have the first Bia in those four nights, we still say, give him a Torah. An exception from saying Kriya Shema because we assume he can't have proper kavana. So not halacha l'maisa. We'll get to halacha l'maisa b'ezrab tomorrow. But that's what it says. By the fourth night, if you haven't had bia yet, so the Chazal assume that it must be that there's a reason that he's not having the bia right now, and he must be calmed down, and therefore we make him say Kriya Shema. There are 2 days in the Tosfos Yantif, one of them apart from the Mishnah. What about Kriya Shema shel Shachris? Does he have to say Kriya Shema of the daytime or only of the nighttime? So he says, L'chora, we assume Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. Yisrael are not going to be, even though they haven't had the Bia yet, they're not going to be Baal Bayom, because we know the Minhag of Klal Yisrael is not to be Baal Bayom, and therefore L'chora, he thinks they should be Chayiv, that the person like totally puts it out of his head by Bayom, and therefore we can be B'chayiv to say Kriya Shema. So that's on the one extreme. Maybe, but he quotes, maybe he is Pada even for Kriya Shema Shal Yom. So on the one hand, you have a Shita that says even the daytime Kriya Shema. Then you have the Pashas of the Mishnah, which is only the nighttime Kriya Shema, not the daytime. And then you have, there's a Sefer HaPardes of Rashi that's quoted by this one of the Sfarim in the Beis Medrash of Rashi that's quoted by some of the Achronim here that says maybe the whole Gemara is only referring to Kriya Shema Al-Mita. Which makes a lot of sense. You know, Kriya Shema by Ma'ariv, he says you do that all earlier. So what are you going to, he's not going anywhere, especially if you daven after Plag. So still by Yom, you have that other Sfar. So in the quote in the Cheshek Shlomo in the back, it says maybe Kriya Shema Al-Mita is the only thing that we're talking about here. Okay. But there's a story with Rabbi Gamliel Shadasa Isha Bakar Laila Rishona, and Rabbi Gamliel got married, and he read Kriya Shema the first side. Amrlo Talmidav his Talmidav Tatim Libatara Rabbeinu. Rabbi, didn't you teach us? Right? We learned from here. Don't tell. Say, Rabbi, you're wrong. I know how to say that. Libatara Rabbeinu, didn't Rabbi teach us? That's how we're supposed to answer our Rabbi. Maris Chaya says that here. Libatara Rabbeinu Shachasa Padav Kriya Shema. Rabbi, didn't you teach us that a Chasid is Padav Kriya Shema? So how can you say it? Amrlahem Eini Shomei Lachem Mavatel Heimeni Machushayim Apilu Shachas. He says, I'm not going to listen to you to be mevatel for me, Malchus Shemayim, even for one moment. There's an unbelievable bar quoted in the Kahati here. The Kahati quotes that he heard from Rav Unterman, B'shem Rav Chaya V'Lashem. That what does this mean? I'm not going to listen to you, levatel mimeni Malchus Shemayim. What do you mean levatel mimeni? I don't want to be mevatel Malchus Shemayim. You don't want to be mevatel from say Malchus Shemayim? Well, what? That's a strange lashon. Levatel. I want to say Kriya Shema. I'm not going to let you be mevatel mimeni. So says Rav Chaim Volozhin. Most of us are in a certain realm of life, and when we have to say Kriya Shema, we have to pick ourselves up, and we have to like get into the Kriya Shema Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim mode. So what do we say by a chassan? You don't have to do that. You don't have to raise yourself up. You know, you're not in that mode. So stay there. But by Rav Leo, he was constantly in the Malchus Shemayim mode. He was always there. So he says to them, not saying Kriya Shema is going to make him change his life. Levatel mimeni Malchus Shemayim. He says, you're going to make me go there. He says, oh, that's not for me. That's not for me. That's Lashon Einim Levatel mimeni. So if you look in the Kahati on Brachos, on this mission, he quotes that there. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Ha'umana Korin Barosha Ilan Barosha Nidbach. Workers could say the Kriya Shema in the top of the tree or the top of the brick wall. Mispala Barosha Zayas Ubarosha Te'ena. And they could even say Shemona Esrei on the top of an olive or a fig tree, because Rashi explains they have a lot of strong, big branches, so nobody's worried about falling down. V'shar Kol Ilanos Yardin L'mata Mispala. But other trees, you have to go down. Ubalabayas Beikach Luvinkach Yared L'mata Mispala. But the owner, the balabayas, right, even though Maisha Lakh Vaderef, the owner, he has to go down because there's no counter pressure. It's better, you don't have to go sit down in a shul, but at least, we mentioned, you have to at least stand. Stand up, stop what you're doing. Levishain Daitum Yushavasalov, because really, a person can't concentrate fully in the tree. So when it comes to the worker, okay, there's counter pressure, we can let him do it. But not by the balabayas. Rami le Rav Mari brought the Bashmuel Rava Tznan Homanekar Bosh Yiler Bosh Nidbach. We say in our Mishnah that you're allowed to say it up top. Amaloboy Kavana. So our Mishnah says they're allowed to keep working. L'chora, they're allowed to read it in the tree. So it sounds like you don't need Kavana. But we said a few blot ago on Dafyud Gimel that you have to have Kavanah for Kriya Shema, at least a certain part of Kriya Shema. Shema Namar, as we said, Shema Yisrael, Ulalanu Omer Haskes Shema Yisrael, Malahalad Bahaskes Avkan Bahaskes. So he asked Rava, you know, what's do you have to have Kavanah? So then you should make him come down from the tree. So Ishtik, he was quiet, he didn't have an answer. Amalei Midi Shamlecha Bahas, he says, hey, big. You know, you asked the question. You have an answer? You asking me just to see if I know? So I'm like, I have an answer. When we allow them to say it in the tree, it means that they stop working. Doesn't mean that they're continuing to work. They stop working, you can say it. So they do have kavana, even in the tree, even though it's not the best type of kavana. But Hatanya, but 1 minute, it says, says you don't even have to stop working. You could just keep going. So Lokasha Haba Perik Rishon Haba Perik Sheni. Depends which part of Krishma. The part of Krishma that you have to have Kavada for, you have to stop it in the tree. If you don't have to be the other part, it's mamish. Say Krishma another 20 seconds. But still, you're working for somebody, even those few seconds are valuable, and therefore you're not allowed to use those few seconds even to say Kriya Shema, if it's only if you don't have to be the other, have to have Kavana. So the Bach points out here that we don't hold like somebody told us, points out here, that we paskin the first pasuk. See, even it's just the first pasuk, you have to have kavana, and the rest of the rest you have to say. I'll say one more thing about this, the value of time when we get to the two dots. Tana Rabbanan, hapol l'mshol yosim malacha yitzal balabais. Workers that are doing malacha for a balabais, korin kriya shema, they're allowed to say kriya shema, umavarchim l'fanei l'achareha, they're allowed to say brachas, before kriya shema, you can say the brachas kriya shema, v'ochlet pitan, and they can eat their bread, umavarchim l'fanei l'achareha, and they're even allowed to make the bracha before or after. Rashi explains, even though the bracha is Rabbanan before, hamotzi lechem. You might think that it's only Drabbanan that you don't have to say the bracha. Because you're working, and you're going to lose 10 to 5 seconds. But the Gemara says, no, you can still say that bracha. Aval, ein yordin lefnei ateva, you can't be the chazan, because that takes a little bit longer. I don't know exactly why, but it takes a little longer. The ein nosin kapehem, and doing the siyas kapayim, if you're a kohen, you know, that also would take a little longer time. Take off your shoes, wash your hands. So that's what the Raisa says. Vahatanya mei ein yudches. But what do you mean? We have another brisa that says you don't know how to say the whole Shmon Esrei. You say a summary of Shmon Esrei. What's called Havineinu. You say a little one paragraph which has one line about all the brachas. So which way, yeah, you have to say the whole Shmon Esrei or not. So Amar Rav Sheshi is Lokasha, Harav Gamliel, Harav Yeshua. So Machlokas Tanam later on, whether we ever say a shortened Shmon Esrei or not. So that's the Machlokas here. 1 second. E Rav Yeshua, my Arya Paul, and my Filu Kol Adam Nami. So if it's Rav Yeshua says you're always allowed to say a shortened Shmon Esrei. So why is he specifically saying that the worker is allowed to say a shortened Shmon Esrei? So really, you're right. Really, this is the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel. Both are the Shitas of Rabbi Gamliel. The one that says you say the whole Shmon Esrei, the one that you say the little Shmon Esrei. The Lokasha, what's the difference? Kan ba'osin d'scharan. This case is where you're getting paid besides being supplied with food for the day. So then you're not allowed to stop. You have to say the short Shmon Esrei because they're paying you and they're giving you food, so you can't still say the whole Shmon Esrei. Kadva osi besudasan, but here the other brisa where it says you're allowed to say the long Shmon Esrei. That means you're not getting paid besides getting fed. So there you're allowed to say the longer Shmon Esrei. Mahatanya, one more line, and we learned that a brisa. Rashi says this isn't a kasha, but it's benichusa. We have another brisa which has the chilik of getting paid separately from getting fed. Hapol, I'm sure you also malachi to balabayis, the workers who are doing work. Kard kriya shma is palalin. They can say kriya shma and davin va'ochlet pitan, and they eat the bread ve'ein mevarchim lefaneha. Even the Gra says we change it. We paskin the Rambam and the Rif. You do say a bracha, but Rashi, there is a daya here that you don't even say the bracha before you eat, because it's only a din d'rabbanan, saying a berachas hananin. Even though, okay, we'll talk more about berachas hananin another time. Avam avarchim acharesh dayim. And you say, after you eat bread, you say two brachas. You say the first bracha vazanas akol, and the ketzad, bracha rishor kitzikuna. You say the first bracha vazanas akol, shniya posachas v'berachas aris v'kolin b'boni Yerushalayim. The second bracha and the third bracha of benching, you put together. because you don't want to waste time. You're at somebody else's timetable. Beberchas Haaretz. So you combine the two brachas of Nodeh and Rachim. But man, to remember whether this whole thing apply, that you have to rush a little bit. Osed b'scharet. If you're getting paid besides getting fed, aval osed b'sudata d'shaya balabais. Basically, Ryan. But if you're getting only fed, or if the balabais is with you, so he obviously doesn't mind if you join him. Mevarchim kitikuna. Then you can make the brachas properly. But again, therefore you see the chiluk in the brisa between just getting paid besides getting fed and just getting fed. But this is the halacha that the brises quote based on the Mishnah, that when we're working for somebody, we have to be so medactic in terms of how we work.
Pashas is the Balabais is Jewish, right?
It's a good question.
Secondly, what's as far the difference if you're working for a scholar or working for food?
Sounds like if you're getting more out of it. Because if you're getting more out of it, so then you have more responsibility. You have more responsibility not to waste any few seconds if you're getting more out of it. If you look at the last Rambam in Hilchas Schiros, Hilchas Schiros is all about workers for each other. So the Rambam, every halachas ends off with a little hashkafavort. So the Rambam says, just like the Balabayas, I'm just going to read it quickly, just like the Balabayas can't steal money from his worker, so too the worker can't steal from the Balabayas. V'yivatel ma'at bakanu ma'at bakan. A little bit today and a little bit tomorrow, umoti kol yom be'eira, and you're going to waste the whole day. Chayav ledatik al atzmo bizman. Right, you have to be very medactic. Shariyek pidu chachav ma'abracha revius, shol birchas amazah, shol yivarechusa. The whole fourth bracha of birchas amazah we just did away with. So what else are we doing that's more important than saying the fourth bracha berachas hamazon? That's how careful we have to be. V'chei chayev lavad b'chol kocho. You have to work with all your strength. What's the makar? Shehare Yaakov atzadik. Amar ki b'chol kochi avadi azavichen. He was serving? Who was that Yaakov serving? Lavan. And he said to Lavan, I worked my hardest. That wasn't such a big tzaddik, his Baal HaBayis. It was a Lavan. He asked about being Jewish or not. Right, but that's before Mount Torah, so it was unclear. So therefore, that's why Yaakov Avinu had a lot of children and got a lot of money, because he was so medactic. But again, we learned from Yaakov Avinu how to be a worker. Fine. But again, Halacha L'maisa, we have to know what's the accepted lunch breaks in the certain area of work. So again, it doesn't mean you have to Balabatim have certain relaxation time built in, and they understand that. But it's got to be a certain type of balance, and at least in the mentality, we have to realize the seriousness and the gravity of each minute of work for somebody else. Okay, five lines for the bottom. Chasan Patar Mikriyashma. Okay, so now we have a little freebie. We have 10 lines of Gemara, exactly the same that we had on Daf Yud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Right, we spoke about Osek B'mitzvah, same exact Gemara, coming up. P'shivcha B'veisecha Prad Osek B'mitzvah. Here, but there we said it within Beis Shammai, and then we related it within to Beis Hillel. But now we're going to just say it straight. P'shivcha B'veisecha, you can say Kriyashma when you're in your house, Prad Osek B'mitzvah, to exclude somebody who's involved in a mitzvah. So if you're in your house when you have to say Kriyashma, well, that's Prad L'chassan, and when you're on your way, Prad L'chassan, remember the Rashi there explained why Chassan needs its own pasuk. That's why if you marry a psula, you are pater, because there you're having tirda of what's going to be that night. Because you don't have the tirdas. My mashba. So how do you know it from the pasuk? Because it's just like the derech. It says you have to say kriyashba the derech. My derech rishus afachanami rishus. When you're on your way, you're obviously just doing something that you just want to do. You don't have to do. So too, only when you're involved in a rishus do you have to say kriyashma, but not when you're involved in a mitzvah. Milo askin to kazal dar mitzvah bilo hakem rachman alikri. I maybe the rishus is talking about you're going to do a mitzvah. So you say no. Imkay leimakrab aleches. My balech techa. You're going. Shmami no balechas idachu de bechayeves or the mitzvah batiris. It must be that only when you're doing something for you do you have to say kriyashma, but not when you're doing a mitzvah. Ihachi my ayah hakodesh is a psula. Bilo hakodesh is amana nami. So what's the difference between a psula and an amana? Hakatar v'achalotar. So the difference is whether you have tirda. By a psula you have tirda. You're worried she's going to be a psula. Am I going to be able to do this properly, etc. Hachalot tarid, you're not tarid, therefore it's not a problem. So what do you mean? If it's tirda, like we had the amazing Havamina earlier, so that even if your investments are getting lost, even if you lost $25,000 on the stock market that day, should also be part of a kriyashma. That's also tirda. So Amarav, Ovel Chai b'chol mitzvos hamaris b'torah chus b'rat tefillin, shari nemar b'hen b'her, shemar p'erach l'chavish alecha. So you see, tirda is not an issue, because even an Ovel has to say kriyashma. And an Ovel is tarid, I've also do all the mitzvahs, except for tefillin. So Amri, there's a difference. Hasam tirda de rishus, hacha tirda de mitzvah. So you can't, it's not just about tirda, it's a tirda of a mitzvah. So yes, we're going to talk about Avelos in a minute. Avelos is also a mitzvah. But the tirda of Avelos is not a mitzvah. The nihugim, certain aspects of Avelos, are a mitzvah. Okay, this is the Gemara that we had earlier about Osek b'mitzvah. Onin is pater, and we pass an usher to do mitzvahs. Onin, this is the beginning of the next parak. That's Shema Daf Yizayin Amabez, on the bottom of the next Amud. That's what we'll talk about in Ninus tomorrow. Okay, next Mishnah. Rachat Fayla Harishon, Shemesa Ishto. So once we're talking about things that Rabbi Gamliel did that were different than everybody else, we have two more examples. So number one, we said on Tezayim and Aleph, we just said that he said Kriyas by the first night. Fine. Now, Rachat Fayla Harishon, Shemesa Ishto. He took a shower on the first night after his wife died. Rashi explains the Misa and the Kavur were the same day. The wife died in the afternoon, buried in the afternoon, and that night he took a shower. So Amar lo Talmidav. So therefore, that's how. So we're talking about an Avel here, not an Onin. I guess that's why Rashi says that. Limatana Rabbeinu. Even the Gemara is going to talk about Aninus, but we'll get into that. Amar lo Talmidav. Limatana Rabbeinu. Shavel Aserlerchas. Rebbe, you told me that you're not allowed to take a shower when you're sitting shiva. You know what are you doing? Well, that's what we're paskin. Amar lo Ham. Any kishar bnei Adam istinisani. Says no, I'm not like everybody else. I'm an istinis. I'm a mefunak. I'm a very fragile person. And therefore, if I don't take a shower, Avel is not allowed to get pleasure. But positive pain, an Avel doesn't have to go through. So, Rabbi Gamliel, to have positive pain, you know, that's what it's like for me not to take a shower. We don't pass this way, Allah Chalamaisa. Nobody can say that they can't say that they're an istinis. But this is what Rabbi Gamliel did. Other, they say that some gdolim, you know, were learning during their shiva. And they say, Sabi asked him, what are you doing? He says, for me not to learn, it's tsar. It's not just lack of pleasure, but it's sour if I can't learn. It's by some gedolim. Halavai, we should be on that level. Okay, so that's the first thing that he did. Ukshemes Tavi Avdo, and when his servant Tevi died, or the servant Tevi died, he was Eved Kenani, Kibo al Tachumin, he accepted Nichumin on his servant. Amar lo Tamidav, Limatan Rabbeinu, Sheimakam Tachumin al Avadim. Didn't you teach us that you're not allowed to accept Tachumin on an Eved? Amar lo Ham, Ein Tevi Avdi, Kishar Kol Avadim, Kasher Hoya. No, my Tevi was different. He was a Kasher. He was a great servant. So therefore, I'm allowed to accept Tachumin on him. Okay, so that is the halacha. Rav Soloveitchik, I saw, pointed out, you know, yeah. What's the Havamina? You know, there's only 7 Krovim. Those are the only ones you can accept. What? Yeah, I'm not allowed to accept Tarchumin on my neighbor. What do you mean the neighbor? What's the difference between the neighbor and a servant? Now, Dafka, a servant, says Eim HaKabon, that you shouldn't. Shouldn't. What's Pshat? So I saw B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik that he says that, no, the point is that here by an Eved, what's an Eved? An Eved to you is a monetary relationship. It's not a share boss, or you're not related to him like a person, really. It's an Eved, even though we have a lot of halachas by an Eved. So your whole life, you're related to him like an Eved. All of a sudden, after he dies, you want to get Tanchumi, which means you're relating to him like a person. You can't change that. This is what you did his whole life. You're related to him like Kesef. Now you're relating to him like a person? So that's why Dafka, Ima Kabal Tanchumi, Al Ha'avadim. And Eved is worse, because you're trying to change your yachas to him, you know, after he died. So that's why it's worse than anybody else. That's just a ha'ara. Chasan, right there in the Mishnah. Imrot zelikros kriyashma, laila harishon, kore. Back to the chasan. The Tadakama says, okay, the chasan doesn't have to say kriyashma, but he can if he wants. Rabbi Shimon Gabliel, omer, no. Lokal arot zelitol zashem yitol. Rabbi Shimon Gabliel says, no. If you say kriyashma on the first night, you're being a balgaiva. You're saying that, you're going to have kavana, even though you're tarred. No, you can't do that. You can't be machri, it's mechziki yura. Looks like you're being a balgaiva, and therefore, you're not allowed to say kriyashma. Interesting, Tosfos on the next daf, we're going to see tomorrow, Bez Hashem says that today it's just the opposite. Today, bizman hazeh, if you don't say kriyashma, so you're saying, I always have kavana, but tonight I'm not going to have kavana, because I'm tarred. Therefore, bizman hazeh, everybody has to say kriyashma. Ma'ariv, we said the night of the wedding, so we're makeup, but at least kriyashma, if it's possible, then the poskim say that one should say based on that Tosfos.
Anyhow,
Krishma Shavuot
is going to be after the
Biyah. That is Krishma Lamita. That's a good question. When do you say Krishma Lamita? That's a general question. But, but he's still Tarid, even if it's right after, I would assume. Okay, my time of the Gemara. My time of the Rabbi Gamliel. How did Rabbi Gamliel say, I'm an Istinus, therefore it's allowed? Well, you can't just say I'm an Istinus, like a Dui Suri Daraisa. So it's obviously not talking about Isuri. I'm an Istinus, not to drive on Shabbos. I mean, it's crazy. But what do you mean? So it must be the following, says the Gemara. It must be that he holds Aninus Laila Darabanus, Machlokas and Zvachim about Aninus Laila. That means the day after the Misa. So here, at least according to the way Rashi learned, even the Kvura happened already. So it's not really Aninus. It's what we call Avelus. Aninus is before, an Onin is from Misa to Kvura. But anyway, the Gemara calls it, the next night is Darabanan, Dechsiva Achrisa Kiyom Mar, a day of bitterness. Because it's only Darabanan, Ubamakamistinis called Gazir Be Rabanan. And because he's an Istinis, we say the Rabanan never meant their halacha to apply in that case. Again, Rashi and Tosfos here relate to the major machlokas we've shown him, Avelus, Daraisa or Darabanan. Rashi and Tosfos both hold that there is no Avelus that is Daraisa. Zero. All Avelus is me Darabanan. According to Rashi, according to Tosfos, according to everything. At Ninus, there's a halacha of Maaser Sheni, there's some halachas Daraisa, but Rashi and Tosfos both paskin that in the entire Shiva is Darabanan. The Rambam and the Rif paskin the first day is Daraisa, and the rest is Darabanan. First day, that's Yom HaMisa, Yom HaKfir is Daraisa. That's the Rambam and the Rif. There are nafkaminas between the two. There's a Rav Haigon that says all of Shiva is Daraisa, based on the fact that the Shvatim set Shiva for Yaakov Avinu.
Yom HaMisa, Yom HaKfir is that day of Avelus.
It's only Daraisa, according to the Rif and the Rambam, if Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfir are on the same day. Even they would agree the first day of Avelus is Darabanan if you have Yom HaKfir after Yom HaMisa.
You're not allowed to learn it when you're an Avel, how do all these houses have in China's going on?
You're allowed to learn, number one, in Yanim of Avelus, I mean to learn the Halachos, but most of the time also the Avel himself doesn't learn it. Somebody else learns it. So the Rav Soloveitchik had a chumrah that he said al pilandis. I don't know if he put it into practice. I saw it in one of his farim that he thought there shouldn't be any Mishnayos learning because it's the din of a base avil. A base avil can't have any learning. That's the lashon of the Gemara. The Minhag Yisrael, and I don't know if I think the Rav might have just said that al pilandis. But Lamais, a lot of times, you know, he went like the Minhag Yisrael. So I think the Minhag is for other people to learn it, and maybe that could also be as a stretch connected to the niftar because it's lezecha nishmasa. Specifically Mishnayos, we say Mishnah has the letters of Neshama, so therefore that's probably why. But Stam learning something else, you know, in front of the other would not be permitted. Okay, first wide line. Kshemes Taviabdo, etc. Tadar Abana. Avadim Ushvachos Enom De Malayim Beshura. By servants, we don't make the rows, after one buries an Eved, you don't make the rows in order for the Avelim to walk through. Because they're not Avelim. It's a servant. Right? But this is what we do in a cemetery. They know Mermalim Berchas Avelim. And in the olden days, they used to say a certain bracha to the Avelim. So they don't say that on an Eved. Bitanchume Avelim. Right? You don't say Amakom Yinachim to a master after his Eved dies. Maiso, Meso Shekhazos Rabbi Eliezer, his Shifcha died. Nechnasu Talmidav Lenachmo. His Talmidim went to be Menachim him. Kiva Shara Osam, Shabalaza sees his Talmidim coming, so Aliyah, he runs up to the attic. They run after him. Nichlas Dan Pilon, he went to the next room. Nichlas Akhrav, they keep running after him. Nichlas Ula Shraklin, he runs to the final room, he's running around. Nichlas, they keep following him, get away from me already. Nichlas Ula Akhrav, Armalahem, so he finally turns to them, he says, Kimaduma Ani, it appears to me, Shatem Nichvim Beposhim. I thought that you would be scalded by lukewarm water. Meaning, I thought you'd get the hint right away. Now it's boiling water and you still don't get the hint. In other words, what are you doing? I'm obviously running away from you for a reason. So stop following me. It must be that I'm telling you, Lo kach shani si lachem, haven't I taught you? Avadim b'shvachos inom demalim b'shura. Right, you don't do that. So I don't want you to be menachim me. So that's why I'm running away. Get the message. What do you say about an Eved? Kishesh Omer Lo Al Adam. And maybe this is where the Rav got his idea from. The following line. Kishesh Omer Lo Al Adam. Al Shoro Va'al Chamoro. Shemesu Hamakim Yimali Lechachas Ronchah. Just like people say about a pet, an animal that they had. Hashem Shevi Yimali Yur Chisarot. Meaning, totally related to it as a, from a monetary aspect. Right, so too by an Eved, because the Eved is in the same parsha. Just as the Derech Agav here, it shows you how we're supposed to relate to pets that die. People make lavayas and kfuras and etc. Oh, wonderful! They have a wonderful feelings for their dog for 10 years, or for their bird, or for their this. What does it say? There's no tanchumen when it comes to pets, when it comes to animals. Hashem, okay, Hashem should give you another bird, another dog. You don't make these major levayas and everything when it comes to animals. Tani idach, avadim mishvachas imaspidin osan. You don't make hespedim for the avadim. Reb Yosi Omer im eved kasher hu. If he's an eved kasher, Omer malav, you could say one line. Ha yish tov v'neman v'negami yigio. Oh, what a wonderful straight person who got schar from his own amelus. Omer lo im kain mahein achsel l'ksherim. That's a beautiful tefillah. You can't say that for an eved. That's what you should say about everybody. So you can't say that about an eved. Eved Kanani. Eved Ivri is a Jew. I mean, he's a Jew. Yeah. See, he says kosher haya. Kosher haya doesn't mean that. It doesn't say that you're not allowed to teach an Eved Kanani Torah, and Eved Kanani is chayv in mitzvahs like an isha. Right? Eved Kanani has to do all mitzvahs that are not zman grama. So that's fine. But there's reasons, number one, because you're still related to him in a certain way. We're going to get to another reason why in a minute. Why you're not supposed to be masbit him, etc. Just wait 1 minute. Yeah. What, to give him tadchumen? What, the Rebbe Lazars or...
Yes.
Reboid is Tavidim, maybe they didn't know that halacha. He's like, didn't I tell you? So maybe they thought he was like a Tevi. Maybe they thought he was like she was like a Tevi. Tanu Rabbanan, two dots. Ein Karin, famous line. Ein Karin Avos El Shloshav, Ein Karin Imoz El Arba. There's only three Avos. In other words, the Shvatim are not Avos. Doesn't mean like, I'm not an Av. It means the Shvatim are not Avos. The Ein Karin Imoz El Arba. And the Imohos were the only Imaz.
What does that mean? What is that relevant to?
Good question. We don't really have time for to discuss it, but I'll start with something tomorrow. Avos, my timer. So why are there only three avos? Ilei mibshalom delo yadinan imi Ruben kasidan imi Shimon kasidan. Is it only because we don't know who's from what shevet, and therefore you can't? I mean, on my side, I didn't explain it. It means you can't call the Jews bnei Ruven. You could call it bnei Avram, bnei Yitzchak, bnei Yaakov. You can't say they're bnei Ruven. The Gemara says, why not? Is it because we don't know what shevet we're from? Which is a very practical reason. So how can you say Rachel and Leah are imahos? We don't know which one we're from. Which shvatim? So therefore, you should say there's only two imahos, right? Sarah and Rivka, because all the only ones we're sure about. So the Gemara says, no. Ela ad hacha chashivi. Tzvei lo chashivi. That has to do with whether you know or not. Is that these are a certain category of people. The Avos and the Imahos. And that's why they're in a certain category, and nobody after them is in that category.
The Avos are excluding the Shvatim. What are the Imahos excluding?
What are the Avos excluding? It's a good question, but I guess it's just...
Maybe Bill and Zilpah.
But also, it's once you come to the Maskadi, you see the Gemara really say that these are a category of people. They're the prototypes. They're the source of our nation. Even though there was a David HaMelech, and even though there were many great people afterwards, but these were a certain category of people. Tanya Yidach, another brisa. Avadu Mushvachos Yikorna Sam Abba Ploni V'Ima Plonis. You can't have your kids in your house or have other people call a servant Abba Joe or Ima Joe. Why? We'll talk about it in a minute. Rabbi Gamliel, Ha'ikaras Abba Ploni V'Ima Plonis. Rabbi Gamliel did it. Ma'isa Listor. What do you mean? Is that rejecting what we just said? No. Bishud the Chashive. Because he was chashiv. What does that mean? So if you look on the Rambam in Hilchos Nachlos, the Rambam explains here, the point of this whole Abba Plonis Ima Plonis is that this is an Eved Kanani. We pask an Eved Emochayis. An Eved doesn't have yichus. You don't want intermarriage between the Eved Kanani, while he's an Eved Kanani, and the rest of the family. So if your kids are calling this Eved Abba, 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 you're going to be motzi lanz on your kids. Right, because they know this Eved is not a kosher. So therefore, that's why in general, you can't call an Eved Abba this, Abba that. But if it's a very famous family that has a famous Eved, so we're not worried about that, says the Rambam. That's Rabbi Gamliel. Chashivi, everybody knows that this is Tevi, this is the Eved, and therefore there's no worry of Chayis, no worry of the intermarriage or laws of the children. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar, my dechziv, kein avarechacha b'chayai, b'shibcha asakapi, I'm going to bless you with my life, with your name, I'm going to lift up my hands, kein avarecha b'chayai zu kriyeshma. That's the first part of the pasuk. B'shibcha asakapai zu tfila. V'mose kein alava chasuv omer, and if you do this, you say kriyeshma tfila, what is the following part of the pasuk? Omer kmo chelev adeshet tispanashi. Hashem will satiate you with fats and grains. V'lo od el shenokhel shnei olamim, olam hazev, olam haba. Shemar, say Rinanos Yahalopi. Hey, Rinanos is double ashon. There'll be the songs of my lips will praise you. Okay, we spoke about like B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, so we just brought this too. Okay, so now we get to the Gemara, which talks about all the different ways that the rabbis of the Gemara ended off their Shmona Esrei. They each had their own praises. Rabbi Elazar, last skinny line. Rabbi Lazar, so we'll start this today. Basad the Besayip, slow say Amar Haki. When Rabbi Lazar finished his Shmon Esrei, he added this tefillah. He writes, Amal Fanach Hashem Alakeinu Shetishkon Purenu. That this should be in our Pur, in our lot, like Purim. Abba V'achba V'shalom V'reyus. Unbelievable. Right after Shmon Esrei, the first thing he said is that we should have Shalom. We should have Shalom V'achba V'reyus. V'sarbek V'leinu V'talmidim. And I want to have a lot a lot of people learning Torah. V'satzliach sofeinu achris v'tikva. We should have great hope in the end. V'satzim chalkeinu b'gan Eden. V'satzakneinu b'chever tov. Give me a good chever. V'yitzer tov b'olamcha. And I should have a yitzer tov in your olam. V'nashkim v'neitz v'nashkim. We should wake up. V'nimtza yachol v'avedu lira shemecha. This is a great line. When we wake up, we should be ready to be fear you. Rashi says a lot of times when we sleep, we get out of it, we wake up, we're like half asleep, slapping ourselves out of bed, we should daven. It's what I say, we should say, I should be in the mood to get up at Daf Yomi. I know I'm going to be exhausted, I'm going to be tired, we should daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us get up. And everything in our life should be Latova in front of you. Rabbi Yochanan, Basin the Messiah Slow say, Rabbi Yochanan, after he finished davening, used to say this, Amar Hapi, here at the Bofadacha Jehovah Kedah, Shetasis, Bibosteinu, you should see our embarrassment, Vitabit Barasenu, and to see our Ra'ah, Vitislavish, Barachamecha, Vitiskasa, Va'azcha, and I should be covered from your O's, from your greatness, v'siz atzi v'chasiduscha, and I should be covered in your chasidus, in your piety, v'tis azar v'chaninuscha, in your niceness, v'savol v'necha midas tovcha v'an v'sanuscha. Right, it should come in front of you, your midas anava, your midas tov. Again, there's different themes for each of these tefillas we could work on, but you could analyze each of the tefillas. Reb Zeira, boss of the disciples, will say, Amar Hachi, Reb Zeira said this, that we shouldn't sin or be embarrassed, compared, the pashas is compared to how our fathers acted. To try to be as much as our fathers, there are other pshatim in the line as well. We should have our umnis in Torah, and our hearts shouldn't be sad, and our eyes shouldn't be dark. One more minute. Rav Basad Disloti Amahachi. What did Rav say? Yeretz Abafadacha, ready, Stewie? Hashem Alakedu. Shatita Lanachai Maruchin, Chaitel Shalom, Chaitel Tova, Chaitel Bracha. Right? This is our Birchas Kohen, Birchas Rosh Chodesh. Chaitel Panasa, Chaitel Chilat, Asamas, Chaitel Shem, Yerushmai, Yerushchait. Ah, I said that wrong, right? Because there's no other Yerushimayim there. That's the one difference. Yerushchait. There's only one Yerushimayim in this one. Chaim Shemem, Busha Chlima, Chaim without Busha and embarrassment. Chaim Shalosha Chabot, Chaim Shadevan, Avas Torah, Yerushimayim. Chaim Shetamali, Lanu, Eskol, Mishalos, Libenu, Litova. Right? That's the makar for our tefillah. Just 1 minute, we'll stop here, but there's one part to say. Right? We say, if you look at Nusach Sfard, has this, not Nusach Ashkenaz. Nosach Sfarad quotes this beautiful tefillah, and at the end, Bizchus Tfilas Rav, Rabim, in parentheses, what's going on here? Ah, so if you look in the Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't have this, but Nusach Sfarad, if you look in the Otzerat Tfilos, Otzerat Tfilos with the Mefarshim on the bottom, he says it used to be Tfilas Rav, that's the real correct one. Tfilas, because it's Tfilas Rav, this is Tfilas Rav. Rav, the one that said this tefillah after Shemoneh Esrei, so it's Bizchus Tfilas Rav, but in the olden versions, It said, this is how he explains it, the other versions, it said on the side, Brachos Tfilas Rav. Brachos Tfilas Rav. So the editor, when he thought that he didn't know what that meant, he wasn't a lamed, he didn't do Daf Yomi, so he said, Birchas Tfilas Rav, Brach Tfilas Rav, what that mean? It must mean Tfilas Rabim. The Bizchus of the Rabim. So that's why he changed it to Tfilas Rabim. But it seems like the more correct way, if you're going to say this phrase, you can just leave the whole thing out. Some say, what do you mean Bizchus Tfilas Rav? What do you want? Rav's Tzchus? It's your Tzchus. You're saying the Tfilah. So he said it originally. Who cares about Rav? That's what he says at the bottom. You shouldn't say either one. But if one is going to say one, so it seems like, again, I get you can be mafik both sides. You're saying Bizchus of the Tfilah of Rav, but you're saying it, Echinabi. Rabim also, it makes sense, but it just might have started as a mistake. But either way, it comes from this Gemara. This discussion of Bizchus Tfilas Rav and Rabim, that controversy is on this Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue. Today.